Good morning, students. Welcome to English class. In our last session, we have seen lesson 6, Who I Am. In this lesson, we have seen each child expresses his likes and dislikes. We have also seen about multiple intelligences. Yes, today we are going to see yet another beautiful poem, The Wonderful Words, written by Mary O'Neill. Yes, my dear children, just think of the world without words. If there are no words, how will you convey your message? How will you convey your thoughts? How will you convey your feelings? It is not possible. Our language will be a sign language. With the help of words, we are able to express our feelings, our thoughts. As soon as we get up in the morning, we ask our mom, where is my brush? We ask our dad, where is my shoes? We convey our thoughts, yes, I need food. I am feeling hungry. Yes, I need a sweater. I am feeling very chill. Yes, it is very hot. Switch on the AC. All these feelings, how we are able to convey? We are able to convey with the help of these words. Yes, the author explains here about the wonderfulness and the beauty of the words. Imagine a world without language. All humans speak at least one language. Many of you speak multiple languages. Yes, that's good. The words we speak bring out our thoughts. Yes, whatever thoughts are hidden in our mind, whatever feelings are hidden in our heart, comes out in the form of words. Yes, the small child cries. As he learns to speak words, you cannot stop the child. Yes, the child expresses all his feelings in the form of words. Let me give the summary of the poem. Every mind has thoughts. People are constantly trying to translate their thoughts into words. The poet wants these attempts to continue. No thought should die for want of proper words. English is a wonderful language. Yes, my dear children, we all know that English is a language of the world. The moment you learn English to speak, write, you can go to any part of the world. You need not have to have any fear in your mind how to convey my thoughts, how to say something to someone else. Yes, we are trying to find suitable words for our thoughts. So, it is rightly said, English is a wonderful game. New thoughts are always coming. Many beautiful thoughts have not yet found expression. Let everyone try to give his thoughts a body of proper words. Words are the food and dress of thoughts. They supply the thought, its body and energy. Everyone wants to hear something new and beautiful. The thoughts are imprisoned in our mind. Yes, my dear children, you should open your mind. How will you open your mind? By expressing our feelings in the form of words. We can liberate them only with the help of suitable words. Who knows, there may be some splendid and original thought of your mind waiting for proper words. Yes, only when you speak, the words will come out from your mouth. Yes, let me read the poem written by Mary O'Neill. Never let a thought shrivel and die. And I request all of you to keep your finger over where I am reading and listen to the lines very carefully. Never let a thought shrivel and die for want of a way to say it. For English is a wonderful game and all of you can play it. And that you do is match the words to the brightest thoughts in your head so that they come out clear and true, and handsomely groomed and fed. For many of the loveliest things have never yet been said. Second paragraph. Words are the food and dress of thought. They give it its body and swing. And everyone's longing today to hear some fresh and beautiful thing. But only words can free a thought from its prison behind your eyes. Maybe your mind is holding now a marvelous new surprise. Mary O'Neill. Here, the poet explains the importance of words. In the first paragraph, the poet says that never let a thought shrivel and die. Your thought should not die because there is no words. For want of a say, it. For English is a wonderful game. Here the poet says that English is a wonderful game because English is the language of the world. English is an international language. Once you learn English language, you can move any part of the world, as I said you. Yes, it is the language of all literatures. It is the language of the computer. You can communicate with each other any part of the world with the help of English language. And it is the largest spoken language of the world. And that you do is match the words. Yes, that is very, very important, children. Whatever thoughts coming in our mind should be matched with the words. To the brightest thoughts in your head so that they come out clear and true. So we need to have a good vocabulary. Yes, we need to have a good collection of words. Only then whatever is coming in our mind we can express in the form of good words, good ideas. So that they come out clear and true and handsomely groomed and fed. For many of the loveliest things have never yet been said. Yes, here the poet says that there are still many thoughts yet to come in the form of words, but they are not said. In the second paragraph, please look at your textbook. Words are the food and dress of thought. So words are the food. Okay, what the poet says trying to say here? Words are the food and dress of thought. So for our thought, see, we go on think. All our intelligence comes out in the form of thoughts. So the thoughts are expressed outside in the form of words. They give its body and swing. Yes. And everyone's longing today to hear. Yes, all are longing to hear the beautiful words, beautiful thoughts coming out. Please read the literature part of the great poets. In Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore and the world poet Wordsworth and etc. etc. You could understand that all their thoughts have come out in the form of beautiful words. And everyone's longing today to hear and some fresh and beautiful thing. But only words can free a thought. Yes, my dear children, only words can free a thought. The poet says here very clearly, only your thoughts can be freed by the help of words. But only words can free a thought from its prison behind your eyes. Behind your eyes, you have your brain. So what are the thoughts are originating from the brain comes out in the form of words. Yes, maybe your mind is holding now and a marvelous new surprise. Yes, our mind is holding new thoughts. And those things will come out in the form of words. Finally, the author comes to a conclusion that all our thoughts, all our feelings, all our deeds should not die because of lack of words. So we should learn the words, learn their pronunciation, learn their spellings, and then it will come out in the form of your ideas. All your ideas will be coming out. A beautiful poem by Mary O'Neill, The Wonderful Words. I hope you all would have enjoyed this poem. Yes. So, dear children, please go through the handout and complete the worksheet given in the e-content of AES. It is a corona period. A very pandemic disease is going around. So, stay home, stay safe. Signing off. Until then, by your English teacher, Mohan Raj. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good day.